This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Si el ritmo te lleva a mover la cabeza, ya empezamos como es. Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper.
Con lo mío todo se mueve, la fiesta la llevo en mis genes. Yo soy la reina de los nenes, mi gente no se detiene, aquí nadie se quiere ir. Si el ritmo está en tu cabeza, ahora suéltate y mueve los pies. Me encanta cuando el bajo suena, empezamos a subir de nivel.
Y toda mi gente se mueve,
la fiesta la llevo en mis genes. Yo soy la reina de los nenes.
Mi música los tiene fuerte bailando y se baila así.
Estamos rompiendo la discoteca. La fiesta no para, apenas comienza.
Se conce, se consa, ma chérie, la 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 la.
Francia,
Colombia,
Houston,
freeze.
J Balvin,
Willy William,
Beyoncé,
freeze.
Los DJ no mienten, le gusta a mi gente y eso se fue mundial.
Freeze.
No les bajamos, mas nunca paramos, es otro palo y
plano. ¿Y dónde está mi gante?
Me fue a bouger la tête.
Azul, are you with me?
Say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say my body's staying wetter than the ocean. And it's in a Creole and my body's like a potion. I can be a beast or I can give you emotion. Please don't question my devotion.
I've been giving birth on these haters cause I'm fertile. See these double C's on his back, murder. One more double D's in his bed, serta. If you really love me, make an album about me, word up. They talking, right as that booty sway.
Freeze!
Oh. Lift up your people, from Texas, Puerto Rico, my islands to Mexico.
Freeze!
¿Y dónde está mi gante?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me fue a bouger la tête.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
¿Y dónde está mi gante?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Esquina, y ahí nos vamos. El mundo es grande, pero lo tengo en mis manos. Estoy muy duro, sí, ok, ahí vamos. Y con el tiempo nos seguimos elevando. Y que seguimos rompiendo aquí. Esta fiesta no tiene fin. Botellas para arriba, sí.
La gente no se detiene, aquí nadie se quiere.
¿Y dónde está mi gente?
Me fue a bouger la tête.
Azul, are you with me?
Sí, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Un, dos, tres, luego.
Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio. Today is a bit of a different show because we have a special guest host this evening. Lizzie is not available, so we have the very gorgeous Pascal Kramer in.
Yay, hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. I'm so excited to be here.
We have an incredible show lined up, don't we?
I know. I'm so excited.
We've already just been having a little chat outside with seemingly your friend Aisling.
Yes, Aisling's here. I'm so excited for her to be here.
How do you know her?
I've known Aisling a couple years now. I know her through my good friend Lisa Mafia.
Ah, yeah. You know Lisa Mafia?
Yeah.
I am dying. Oh my God. That is so cool.
We used to be really close and then she managed me for a little while.
Okay.
So yeah, so that's how I know.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Well, we've got Aisling in first off after we've had a bit of gossip. And then we also have the apprentice's Danny Grant. Very handsome.
Very handsome. Him?
He's gorgeous.
I know. I'm happy he's not here and it's just a phone call.
Yeah. Sadly, he can't be here for us to get up close and personal. especially because we've got the Prosecco open tonight. I know. So we are.
I feel very special with the Prosecco.
Well, we're very happy to have you here.
I'm so excited.
You are a friend of the show. You've been in before.
I've been in a few times.
You have, yeah.
Is
this your first time presenting on
yes.
the radio?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Really excited. I'm not nervous.
You're not?
No, I think I'm made for it.
Well, you've done plenty of stuff before, haven't you? You've been on TV, you've done loads of different things.
Yes.
What do you think people most know you for?
Dreaded Towie.
Is that how you feel about it now?
Yeah, I've always felt like that. It's not me.
Mm.
This is me. This is
The real Pascal.
Yeah, I think that and obviously media.
Yeah, just out and about.
Yeah.
Are you a party girl? Because that's how it looks.
I am.
You like to go out?
A good party girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't misbehave.
Okay, that's good to know.
No. But yeah, no, I like to be out. I like to party. I like to dress up. I like a glass of Prosecco. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
There is definitely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So we celebrate that here at Access All Areas.
That's
very
why
fabulous.
I keep coming back.
I like to have a little drinky before the show. I thought we'd have a little chat about some of the showbiz gossip going on in the world.
Yes.
Have you been keeping I was going to say abreast, but seeing what you're wearing this evening, probably inappropriate. Keeping an eye on what's been going on with all this Harvey Weinstein stuff.
I have. I'm quite shocked.
Yeah.
I'm quite shocked at how many people are coming forward now.
Yeah, so there's been so many celebrities. It feels like last week we were talking about it. Since then, there's been loads more. Jennifer Lawrence, Reese Witherspoon, Kate Beckinsale. There's been like so many big, big celebrities.
People that you wouldn't even imagine.
Yeah, that have had awful experiences at the hands of producers and things. And so sometimes it's not always sexual. Bjork came out, funnily enough, and was talking about bullying on films and how she'd been bullied on set and stuff like that. Have you ever experienced anything like that before?
I can't say I have. I'm a very strong character, mm-hmm. so if I don't like something or I feel uncomfortable, I get myself out of that situation mm-hmm. very quickly. But not everybody's like that.
No.
So,
and also, especially in the case of Harvey, he was using his power to tell to tell young women in the industry that he was going to get them a film role. You know what I mean? Blah blah blah.
I have heard when I used to model, there used to be a lot of that used to happen.
Really,
a lot of girls have experienced. You know, if you sleep with a director, you can have this role. If you do this, but...
Not you.
You've got another thing coming if you're going to try that with me.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it is still pretty shocking, isn't it? Because it's been kept quiet for so long. I think that's what most people are surprised
that's
by.
That's what bothers me the most. Mm. Like, why has it took one person, which amazing, and that everyone's coming out about it,
mm.
why didn't it just get dealt with at the beginning?
Yeah.
Why does it take all this?
Yeah. Why is it still going on in this kind of day and age? I know what you're saying. It's a really sad state of affairs. But hopefully, we were talking just a minute ago about the hashtag Me Too, weren't we?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of social media buzz and people telling their own stories about what's happened to them. And like I said, it doesn't have to just be people that have had sex. It doesn't always have to be sexual. It can be other issues that people have had that they feel they want to kind of get out into the open.
Yeah, and now's the time. It's amazing that women can come forward now, and
definitely.
What a great thing for social media.
100%.
Because people can hide behind it if they don't want to actually be seen.
Yeah.
And they can have their say.
Well, and also, yeah, social media is one of those things that has two sides, right?
Yes.
You're very active on social media. How do you find it? You must get some trolling and stuff. I think I've read before.
Yeah, I do. I'm a man. I'm 50. I'm pregnant. There's a lot. But then you have the good side. So mm-hmm. if you have a good following, you have a chance to be able to, you know, put the word out about certain things and... That's what I would like to do. I don't care about the trolling.
Do you block? Are you a blocker?
I'm a blocker.
You are?
Say anything to me, you're blocked. I don't
Even
care.
Even if it's nice.
You blocked. Are blocked. Goodbye.
Don't at me.
Anything bad, you're blocked. It's hard not to retaliate, though.
Yeah,
it is sometimes.
I can imagine.
And as a woman, when you're having your bad days, it takes one person to say something.
Yeah.
And it will stay with you forever.
Yeah. It's funny because I sometimes get tagged in things with Lizzie. After we've done the show, sometimes people will say nasty things about her, and I find it quite hard not to like jump to her defence because
do you block them?
I don't block them. I mute because I think if you mute, they don't know that they've got to you.
Or then. That you've seen it.
Or
that,
yeah.
That's a good idea.
So that way, it's like you can keep saying all you want, but I'll never see it. So it's...
I didn't even know there was a mute button.
There is a mute button on Twitter, yeah. I would recommend...
I'm going to use it.
But yeah, because it's hard for me to see, you know, like I've been doing this show with Lizzie for a year and a half. It's not nice when you see people say nasty things about someone you know. So.
Especially Lizzie. How can you say anything nasty about Lizzie?
That's true.
Like the queen.
Well, she can be cutthroat cundy. I've seen her be cutthroat cundy before.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I haven't.
There is a side to her.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
You don't cross cundy.
Okay. Cundy or Kramer?
Cundy or Kramer. That sounds like a police cop drama kind of.
I thought it sounded like a custard.
whatever you think there's been I don't know if you've seen today in the news as well, apparently Prince Harry has introduced the Queen and Meghan Markle.
Match made in heaven.
Are you into it?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I want that engagement to happen. It's yeah. happening.
Well, that's what everyone's saying now that she's met the Queen. That's the sure sign that the engagement's going to happen. Apparently they got on well.
How mental. She goes to her dad and says, I've got a new boyfriend. It's Prince Harry and I'm going to meet the Queen.
Yeah.
What?
In what world do you ever think that that's what's where your life is going to take you?
That's what I love about the world. I said to dad, imagine I came out with, I've got a boyfriend, it's Prince Harry. I'm going to meet the parents, only the Queen.
Well,
amazing.
Well, but the thing is, it's gone well. So, you know, who knows? We could be seeing a marriage. Well, this is interesting because obviously now Kate is pregnant, right? So Kate Middleton is pregnant with her third baby. They probably won't get married the same year that she has a baby.
No, but I think we know now that they will get married.
Right.
Because they wouldn't be pictured otherwise.
That's true. When they made that public appearance in Canada.
Yeah, that's when you know. And
I
now
agree.
You see them together often. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, she's going to make such a beautiful bride.
Do you think?
Yes.
She has good style as well, doesn't she? It's very laid back.
I can't wait. Honestly, I can't wait.
Were you into the Prince William and Kate wedding?
Yes.
All those years ago. How did you celebrate?
With Prosecco. Not the Queen's way. But that was amazing. That's another situation, you know, like you didn't think them two would come together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it makes the royal family so adaptable.
Yeah.
Like we can adapt to them now.
They look more modern.
I might find a prince.
Is that the plan?
Yes.
Well, which one though? You have to go with what? You'd have to
There's
go with one.
One
of Charles's. You go with Prince Andrew.
No, thank you. I think I'll give that one a miss.
Well, you can maybe find a foreign prince.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go become a princess in Spain or something.
That could work. I could do that.
You go to Marbs. You could have a nice time.
I lived there for 8 years, so
yeah.
I'm ready.
Time to become a European princess. I'm into it.
European princess.
Yeah.
That's me.
Into it. Now, you were tweeting, no, to put it on your Instagram earlier, that you, what is this boxing? Is it Boxing with the Stars?
Boxing with the Stars.
Explain a bit about what that is.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, we got in a ring with Danielle Mason,
mm-hmm.
and it's a bunch of celebrities fighting each other. But it wasn't just like a, you know, like a little slap.
Yeah.
No, it was full on. I got whiplash.
Ooh.
I did win, by the way. Champ.
That's what we like to hear.
But I will never do it again. It was the most scariest thing in the world.
What? Was it like an actual fight
then? 600 people there. You know, you had Katie Price, you had everyone there. They come up into the dressing room and said, you've got 15 minutes. My heart, like, just went into my stomach.
Really?
Thinking, oh, my God, I'm actually going to fight. So I thought, oh, it's okay. Got in the ring. She gave me one jab and I thought, oh, my God. Yeah, I was like, I can't get hit with that again. So off I went. But I did win.
Well done.
Thank you.
Very impressive.
It was a great experience. The charity was amazing. It was hospice. We raised an absolute fortune. But I would rather sit and eat the meal next time.
Just have the nice dinner.
Yeah.
Was that the event that Katie Price was at and there was all this stuff about her and Lotan?
Yeah. Lotan got knocked out.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know what's going on there. But Kieran was there.
Okay.
So
it would be a bit weird if they were...
I don't know. I don't know what the situation is.
Yeah, that is
a bit... she got in the ring and she auctioned herself off for a date. She raised a massive amount of money. Don't think Kieran was too happy. So I've heard.
Well, they're still married, but obviously he's done what he's done. It's a little bit confusing, to be honest.
I would just give him the elbow.
The heave-ho.
If she can get with Lotan, he's lovely. Good on you.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah. Maybe that's where this is headed.
Maybe.
Shall we play a little song and then get our first guest, Aisleen, in?
Yes.
How about that?
That would be amazing.
I'm joined by the best girl in the world. It is Joy. Dolphins, they take recreational drugs and they make sex toys.
Well, we've got 10 of the most intelligent animals on Earth. At the top, it's chimpanzees.
Have you seen, like, you know, King Kong and...
Do you ever think that at some point that would actually be us? You know, when apes, like, take over?
You really think chimpanzees are going to take over the world?
Babe, did you see the list? They're, like, number one. Did you not see that? They're intelligent. Just saying, we need to be careful. We need to up our game. You laugh now, Caesar might be coming for us.
Every Wednesday.
Callum McSwiggin.
From 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
We've got our first guest.
Woo!
Live in the studio, Aisleen!
Yeah!
Wait!
Yay!
That was a bit rubbish. I was trying to make a big.
I don't know why I'm synonymous with alcohol. Like, you're popping a bottle just because I'm here.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I know.
Excuse me, I didn't get that.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I don't know if I'm happy or sad.
That's a good
you know
point.
What? I just fill up my glass, darling.
Oh, yeah. Please, of course. How are you?
I'm very well. I might be nursing a 3-day hangover.
That is an intensely long hangover.
Do you know what it is? It's my age, babe.
Really?
They're not over in 12 hours like they used to be. It's long.
May I ask how old you are now? Come on.
Well, seeing as you can Google it, may as well just tell you. 38.
38.
You are looking good.
Black don't crack.
Wow. I've got to say, you look phenomenal.
Thank you very much.
I know I'm your friend, but I'm being truthful.
I know. Thank you.
What do you do? What do you do? What's the secret?
Bathe in the blood of babies every morning.
Oh, well, I'm
sorry,
glad.
That's disgusting.
That's an interesting one. I haven't had that before.
No, do you know what it is? It's just in your genes.
Really?
Because, yeah, I've had quite a turbulent past, so I should look 87. But, yeah, I don't. I just think it's in the genes. I honestly think a happy outlook on life is quite important. I think if you dwell in negativity, mm-hmm. it shows on your face.
Interesting.
And I'm too vain to do that.
And it must have something to do with your fitness.
Also Botox. Not
that does help. I remember once I had an interview with Madonna and I asked her, what is the secret to looking so good? And she went, she looked at me and she knew what I was fishing for. And she went, fairy dust.
Fairy dust. That's cute.
Yeah, I like that. No, but honestly, as you say, Pascal, fitness is a real big help as well to looking younger.
Yeah. So you first came into public prominence... When was that? 10 years?
Darling, it was centuries ago, darling. No, it's like 11,
more than
12
10 years. Yeah.
Can you believe it? Still here.
On Big Brother.
Doing bits.
Yeah. No, and that's mental. Really impressive. That doesn't happen much these days.
I know. And people ask me, what is the key to it? What teach me? It's quite funny because when they come out of Big Brother now,
you're getting
thinking that they're
going to
be, thinking they're going to be the next Madonna, start following me. And then the DMs inevitably start coming. So how did you do? What PR have you got? I don't know.
Well, the difference is that now is different to 12 years ago.
Absolutely. Massively. When I went in the house 12 years ago, sorry, I'm just taking over the show
here. No, this is what you're here for.
You wouldn't expect anything else.
I didn't even know what a PR was.
Mm-hmm.
It was so innocent and very organic and a lot less contrived.
Mm-hmm.
As it is now. And people are going in for the wrong reasons now. And that's a genuine, honest statement. They really are.
And it wasn't so social media based.
I know.
There was none.
I'd have way more followers.
Yeah.
But there wasn't anything, was there? There was no Instagram. It was MySpace. That was about as far as you got.
Yeah. And Bebo. I had Bebo.
Bebo. But you have managed to keep up a profile. People still talk about
massively.
You. They know who you are.
But not on purpose.
Is that how it feels? Is that
honestly, not on purpose. I just happen to have meltdowns occasionally on Twitter and then they write about it. Or I post naughty pictures and then they write about it.
I think it's also, there's a certain, you don't have to. You've built yourself a good portfolio with everything. Yeah. So it's not, it isn't just what she needs to do.
Exactly,
It's a byproduct.
So some people are desperate for the money and will do everything. Yeah. Where you don't need to,
but
do
let's
you?
Just discuss that. I love that, Pascal. My God.
There's more to you that the people actually don't know.
Well, people wouldn't know, I assume, that you're big in property.
Oh, I'm massive, darling. Absolutely. It's mental, isn't it?
But did that come as a result of doing Big Brother?
I would say I was already on the path to purchasing my first property because that was in my mindset and that was always my goal. So I would have got there, just maybe not quite as fast.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been a grafter. I mean, I would go and do 3, 4, 5 jobs a day if I had to. I used to sell dodgy sunglasses, dodgy fake designer sunglasses on the street on a pasteboard table. And
whatever
have to
works.
Run away when the police came when I was a teenager. Like, I've done anything apart from sell my soul for money because it is, for me, the only fallback I had. I didn't have anyone else to fall back on, mm-hmm. so I had to create a secure future for myself.
And you've done it.
So now you're in the public eye from Big Brother. You said you wouldn't sell your soul.
Yeah.
Would you, if you had to?
Oh, it depends how much you're offering. No, and the thing is, I did do glamour and stuff, but I see that there's nothing wrong in empowering a woman from her body. I
is think that how you
great.
Feel about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I feel like women's bodies are absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
More time I'd like to look at a naked woman than a guy. Like,
all day.
Women are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're not being abused or misused or doing it for free, which most girls are doing for now.
Right.
I did it for a lot of money and somebody had already sold a picture of me topless. So what are you going to do?
But don't forget, the Glamour Girls in the day, they're the biggest ones now. Katie Price.
Yeah.
Ashley. No, exactly. So, yeah. But what I find is a shame now is the young girls just coming up thinking that's their only way. Because it's not.
No.
And they're doing it for free. And that, to me, is kind of selling yourself short.
Mm-hmm.
It is, but then there could be another thing. Do you just do it for money?
No, some people do it for confidence. Some people do it for love.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people that have sought fame need that feeling of being loved and accepted. Yeah. God, I've just got deep.
We're going deep.
No, everyone's
where's
like,
the Prosecco?
But I know what you mean. And do you think that's because a lot of the times when you quickly became famous, as you did...
Well, I was already infamous.
That's different. Then you don't know who you can trust. People start selling stories. You're in an environment where you don't know who is real and who isn't. So they want that kind of
that's true
instant
as well.
Confirmation that they're sexy or do you know what I mean?
No, I absolutely get that. But let's get it clear. I did it for money.
It's different now. I think Instagram and that now the young kids now.
They're selling a lie though. Because I know a lot of these people that are high on the Instagram followers and likes and stuff.
And they're buying them.
Yeah, they're buying them. They're like, and when you meet them in person, no offense, they look completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's selling a false dream to the younger generation. If I had kids, I wouldn't let them be on Instagram.
Same. I agree with you.
That's interesting though, because obviously Instagram is such a pivotal thing, and now people do make money from it. You know, they're making good money on hashtag Spon and whatever. But like. You would say no.
But Ashleen's, like Ashleen said, now it's all a lie. It's paid for, a lot of it. Like, that's why I'm only getting 200 likes and not 2,000.
Yeah, but that's why I respect you, Pascal.
I don't do it.
No, because I appreciate that, because there are so many people and you're like, who? Sorry.
They come out of Love Island, they've got 2 million followers like that.
Like, girl,
oh, what?
Girl, how are you getting more likes than Beyonce?
Yeah.
Let's have it right.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
For a minute.
I'm sticking here with my 200.
Right?
I've got a tick. I'm happy with that.
And also, let me go deep. The amount of comments. How are you getting 17,000 likes and 3 comments?
Yeah.
Girl, come to my page. See how many comments I'm getting.
Thank you. Someone on my level.
Amen.
Thank you.
Who in particular? Name names.
Oh, no. Do you know what? One thing I've never done is been a grass. I've never, ever sold a story or done anything like that. I never would.
I would just say Love Island. Fact. Love Island.
Yeah.
Every single one of them is over 5 million. What?
And they really, I like how quickly
darling,
they get.
Darling, come and talk to me in 11 years. Let's see where you're at.
I'll still be there on my 200.
Not you, them, Love Island.
Now, there's been some rumours.
Oh.
I've been reading online.
Yes.
Apparently you're going to Australia.
I love Australia. My mum was going to emigrate there once. Is that what you mean?
Are you going to eat kangaroo balls?
I mean...
eyeballs?
I've had a lot worse in my mouth.
Yeah. So, I'm a celebrity.
Are you going in?
Are you a celebrity? Is that? I knew you were a celebrity.
Working on it, babes.
Okay. I'm a celebrity too. Apparently.
Okay. Right. I get what you get.
I am scared of toilets. I'm absolutely petrified.
Well, don't worry. There's
toilets.
No toilets there. There's a hole.
What? Australia doesn't have toilets.
No, you get in
That's
a hole.
Changed. They did when I went there when I was a kid.
You know the toilet you're going into.
No, I do not go to public toilets. And literally, you know those little sort of cabin loos? Do they still have them?
What, like at festivals?
No, the ones that are actually made out of concrete.
Concrete?
Yes.
What are you talking about, Ashleen? Where are we going?
It can't be a cabin loo if it's made out of concrete.
Right, listen. When I was a kid, they used to have toilets growing out of the pavements that were made from concrete, and some areas still have them. There's one near me, and I literally have to cross the road. I cannot walk past it. It makes my nails go... I have to go like this. I'm shaking my hands right now, guys, because it's like when someone scratches a blackboard and it hurts, like that feeling. I cannot go near public toilets.
Hole.
This is the weirdest thing. This is
I'm
the weirdest.
So no, you.
Okay, it looks like an igloo and it has electric doors.
I know the ones you mean. I do know. I live in Hackney. They're all over the place.
Right.
You press it, but like a train toilet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I cannot. Can't do them.
So Australia and toilet. Okay, fine.
So if you are going in, I'm celeb. You are going to the toilet in a hole, and you're getting the bucket, and you are throwing it out.
Like, literally, I'm going to leave now and go and get counselling.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
And cockroaches. That is, I am trying to get help for it now because I have an absolute fear. I had a really nice flat along the river. And
Thames?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I came home one day and I saw a cockroach on the wall. And it was immaculate, but the flat was above bins.
Right.
So it must have come up through there. And I literally picked up my cat, left in the clothes I was wearing, and went to a really posh hotel up the road. I spent an absolute fortune for 3 days.
Yes.
Paid people to go into the flat, empty it. I had to hide the cat as I was booking the room because you're not allowed cats in there, and I hid the cat and myself in the room.
Wow.
For days.
That is impressive.
So yeah, I have a real fear of public toilets and cockroaches. What's your fear, guys?
My massive phobia is thunderstorms.
Really?
Any storms. I have to sit underneath a door frame until it finishes. I cry and I have major panic attacks.
Oh. Really?
And my mum or dad will have to come and get me.
That's so cute.
So that's wind, thunderstorms, any storms. Because
what are you scared of? What exactly is it?
I was born in the 87 storm. So I was 6 months in my mum's stomach. And ever since then...
You think it's like gone
through?
It's
the noise.
Wow.
I can't cope. Wow. I literally think I'm going to die.
What do you think about... Can you deal with fireworks? You fine with fireworks?
I don't know.
Don't like loud noises?
It's just noise.
I've got a permanent scar on my leg from that great storm.
Have you?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
No. The window smashed in on me.
The chimneys fell off. It was like mental.
Yeah, and my leg split open.
Says me in the womb.
What? Yeah.
It was terrifying.
It was awful.
Wait, so you for real? You've got a scar on your leg?
Yeah, I'll show you. See that there?
Oh, yeah.
That
I mean,
is
it's small,
great
but
storm.
The great storm of 87.
I mean,
I'm impressed.
Yeah, thanks.
So, obviously, you can't confirm or deny anything about Australia.
I love Australia.
Love Australia,
love
we got
Australia.
That.
Love the Australians. Got a lot of Australian fans.
But, you know, would you ever go in, you know, I think you did go back to Big Brother once, didn't you? How do you feel about that?
Do you know what?
They paid you the money, so you're fine.
Yeah, but it's actually, you know, I feel like I was born there to a certain degree. You know, it was the birth of this part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So going back into it, I did that because I had to, because my friend was being terribly bullied, in my opinion.
Who was it?
Can't I don't want to talk about all of that. It's,
okay.
It's my time now. I'm not going to mention the person's name because they're just scum. But
right, at the time they were a friend.
No. Oh,
I'm
no,
trying
my
to think
friend
who
was Nikki, little Nikki Graham.
Oh yes,
of course.
Nikki,
yeah.
Oh, I know. I remember. It's coming back.
Wait,
to me
I
now.
Don't. Yeah. Can someone help me?
We'll talk about it off.
Google,
off
okay. Google, darling.
I'm doing it now.
So anyway, I went in there mainly for that, and I said no at first. But then when I saw what was happening, I am the bully slayer. I can't help myself. You know, and some people
bully
hate me
slayer,
for it.
That's good.
Some people hate me for it, and so be it. But I can't see injustice.
But
I
you,
can't,
you do
and I
have
want to
a
act
great
on it.
Heart.
Thank you.
You come across sometimes a bit differently if we don't know you.
Yeah.
But one
a lot
thing
of my
I know
friends say that.
Is she's got a great heart.
So anyway, thank you, Pascal. Darling. Right, drinks on me after.
Yes.
So I went back into the show and I was a little bit heartbroken because everything was so different. Like, there was no magic anymore. The first time I did it, everything, like even the camera runs behind were totally silent. You forgot they were there. The
now
second time, they're like, like behind there, scratching their balls. You can hear it. I'm joking. Disgusting.
No, but I know, because they're... Cut the budget back, right? That's
okay,
what's happened,
maybe that's why. But also the people in there, they were saying, so what do you think, like, agent-wise? And it just took away the organic beauty of it. And,
yeah.
Yeah, so I was a bit pissed off. Excuse my French.
You can swear on this show.
Oh, good.
Who won the series that you were initially in?
Pete. I was actually...
Oh, Pete and... Oh, yes, of course. Pete, what was his surname?
Doherty. No, not Doherty.
No, the Pete that got with Nikki.
Pete Burns. No!
No!
Oh my God!
Pete.
What is going on, Pete?
Pete with Asperger.
Asperger.
Tourette's. Yeah, so that.
Pete Bennett,
that's right. Yeah,
Gordon
yeah, yeah.
Bennett. We got there in
Are
the
you
end.
Still in touch with any of those guys? Now and again?
Now and again, randomly. I'm really close with Imogen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Imogen Thomas and Nikki, actually. And Pete, occasionally. Here and there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was a bit pissed off with him when he lost all the money.
Yeah, and he was
that
homeless, wasn't
yeah.
he? And he came out, he was taking loads of drugs and stuff.
Yeah. Some people aren't ready for it, though.
I know, there he is. Look at my little friend. I love him. He should have had me mentoring him and then he would have been fine.
Yeah,
he's been a millionaire
about,
now.
What's this about your mentoring? Tell us a bit about it.
Well, I just thought, you know what? Without getting the violin out, I have been through an awful lot of extremely mental hard situations. And I thought, and people keep saying to me, how can you go through all of that and still remain positive and happy? And the amount of DMs that I were getting on social media asking for help or saying how much of an inspiration I was or can I help them with this? I thought, well, let me utilise everything I've been through instead of sometimes occasionally looking back if you've had one too many thinking, oh, yeah, God, I'm poor me. Why not actually try and transfer that into positivity and helping someone else see that they can get through anything? If mm-hmm. I've gone through this, then you can get through anything. And that's how it started, really.
And that's what we were talking about earlier, the good of social media. That's yes. the good side yep. of it. One thing Aisling is she's very real on it. She will say exactly what is what.
I know. But that's what I mean.
So don't send her a wrong DM because she's going to show it.
She's going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
Oh, you've seen that. You've seen that. Then.
I love it.
The like, thing is, it's funny. I expose the trolls and I do kind of tear them a new one. I do. But then some people love it. Most people love it. And then other people are like, oh, you're just bullying a bully.
But I think sometimes they might troll you because they want to go on your page.
Yeah, I know, but I take the bait, don't I?
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. I was saying it would take one person to say the wrong thing.
Yeah. And
you're getting the fires yeah. burning up. Honestly, Aisling, I feel like we could talk all night.
Yeah, we can.
But, well, we've got another guest to get on the phone.
Oh.
That's sorry, babe. You've got to go.
Bye. you can hang around if you like.
Yeah, only if it's going to be
about
me.
Well, she has to, because she's buying me drinks, she said.
Yeah. We've got a lot of Prosecco to get through. So, okay, cool. So we'll play a little song. Thank you so much for coming in,
Aisling.
It's
right,
been
you're
really,
welcome.
Really nice having you in.
Oh, it's been nice to be here.
And we hope to see some more of you on the television soon.
Wow.
Who knows? having a bit of a gossip there, weren't we?
Yeah.
About what happened, sometimes about bad ex-boyfriends.
Oh. Well.
We've had our fair share.
Yeah. I think I might be the queen of that.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll talk after the show.
Okay.
We have our next and final guest, the very handsome Danny Grant on the phone. Hello, Danny.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
That's very flattering, thank you.
Well, it's only the truth.
Hi, Danny.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, I'm very well, thank you.
Can I get a follow on Twitter, please?
Of course.
Thank you.
Done.
Who are you?
Yeah. Right, I don't want one now.
So you are one of the stars of this year's Apprentice.
I was, yeah.
But it didn't quite go as planned.
It didn't quite go as planned at all, no.
So for anyone that doesn't know, explain a bit about your story and about what happened.
Well, basically, I put myself up for project manager in the first task.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like it was a task that sort of kind of fit in with what I do to mm-hmm. a certain extent. So I didn't want to hide. I didn't want to... I didn't want to take a back seat, so I just put myself up. To be fair, everyone looks at me and said, "You look like the man for the job."
Yeah.
And I just agreed. And we lost.
Wasn't the man for the job, was you?
I wasn't the man for the job at all, no. I really wasn't. I think we'd have... it was really difficult on that first task to manage everyone. Like,
is that what no you think one... it was? Because you get a lot of egos, don't you, in The Apprentice?
You get a lot of egos, and you know, my instincts, I still stand by my instincts. I think we had a really nice burger. We had a decent, you know, it was a decent USP.
Yeah.
We had a really good price point on it. And if we had sold 100 burgers, we'd have had in the region of £535 profit on top of what we'd already spent, which is about 250.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like 880 without even selling the turkey burgers. So, mm-hmm. If we'd have... actually sold them, we would have actually won by a landslide.
That is the problem, because you didn't.
Yeah.
we turned up a Brixton.
But if you bring some in now to the radio, you might be able to sell some.
You know what, I feel to go into business supplying the Buffalo Burgers just to prove everyone wrong.
Yeah, so what were you doing before The Apprentice?
To be honest, I was working a hell of a lot up until actually started the process. My business supplies activated carbon to the cosmetics industry, which is mainly used for tooth whitening.
Okay.
I was just, working a lot of hours, 15, 16 hour days every day up until the point I went into the process. So to be honest, I don't really think I prepared as well as what I could have done.
Right.
It would have been nice to sit there and watch a few, maybe the last season of The Apprentice and, things like that.
Gathered what other people had done and...
Yeah, just what worked for people, what didn't work for people. I'm a big fan of The Apprentice anyway, so I watch it a lot.
Yeah.
Which is even more destroying to go in the first round, really.
Yeah, I mean, that is the thing, right? Because no one wants to go in the first week. Was that really difficult when it was filmed?
Yeah, really. It really was. It really was. But at the same time, you don't really get much time to think about it.
Because, yeah.
You literally get out of the taxi. You arrive at the boardroom, and within sort of within the hour, you're sitting in front of Lord Sugar, Karen, and Claude, expected to choose the best man for the job.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know their names, if I'm honest, the other candidates at that point. It was like really, really difficult. And before I know it, I was in the cab home.
What was that? So you were basically filmed for like, what, 2 days or something? Can't have been much.
Yeah, pretty much, like 3 days or something. Weren't a lot.
What are you?
I'd actually got someone, a close friend of mine, and he had spent the last week with me going through everything to do with my business. He'd worked with me for that last week. I said, look, mate, you could be here for 6 weeks. I plan to be in there for the whole process, but I'd prepared him to stay there and look after my business for the whole thing, and I've turned back up a couple of days later, banging on the door. I'm back.
So what are you planning on doing now?
I'm just back to what I was doing before. Mm-hmm. To be completely honest, I don't know what I would have done being in the process for like right to the end, which I kind of planned to, because the moment I got back within a week, we were snowed under. We'd got like loads of new orders. I really don't know what you know, my mate would have done.
Right.
Looking after everyone. Mm. He would have, you know. So, yeah, I've literally come straight out of there and back into work, back into doing exactly what I was doing before. In actual fact, a couple of times up until the, you know, the last couple of months, I just forgot I did The Apprentice.
Mm.
Because
it was, you know, so brief.
Yeah, because it was so brief, and I was just so snowed under with everything, and my focus was just so, you know, it wasn't on that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really surreal.
And Danny,
really
wasn't you a semi-pro footballer?
Oh, yeah, I still am.
Oh, you still are?
I still am, yeah. I'm still a semi-pro footballer. I've got a lot of stick from the lads at football.
Oh.
I bet.
And who did you play
mainly,
for?
Actually, I play for a team called Chatham Town. It's my local team.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it's,
and what
it's something
position
I've always
do
done.
You play?
I play, well, I used to play wing, but I'm getting on a bit now, so I play right back.
Oh, okay.
Pascal, you need a wingman.
Yeah. I need a wingman.
Wing
Danny wasn't very nice to me at the beginning, so I need to reconsider.
Oh, no.
unless you say sorry now.
I apologise.
Okay. This could work.
I'm seeing beautiful set of pat pictures already.
Yeah.
So have you managed to, do you regret doing it? How do you feel about it now?
Oh, no, I don't regret doing it. No way, because I think, you know, I'm a very positive person, like, just generally. Mm-hmm. So I kind of feel like I've gained an awful lot rather than sort of focusing on the potential losses, which you can't really miss what you've never had. So
that's,
you know,
true. That is very true.
I've gained an awful lot from where I was this point. I mean, just from the time I applied to now, I've gained an awful lot. I've got some really good contacts. I've made some really good friends out of it. I've had my face on TV.
Yeah.
My son absolutely loves.
how old's your son?
He's 12.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so...
You don't look old enough.
Yeah, well, I'm 32.
So am I. I don't have a...
Okay,
I don't
well,
have a driver,
I'm not,
son.
Yeah. I'm 30.
Yeah, I'm getting on a bit. It's not as easy to stay nimble anymore, I'll tell you that much. Yeah.
Steven, you're getting on a bit.
I know. Tell me about it. That's why I need the Prosecco to get me through. That's what I live on now. So what's the plan next? Just keep doing what you've been doing, what you were doing before?
Yeah.
Plugging
yeah,
away?
Yeah, still trying to sort of get some new work in, and, you know, just the same plan, just try and build up the business. My business is actually named after my son. It's Kycom, which is
cute.
Abbreviated from
that's
Kai's
really
company.
Cute.
Yeah, because the idea is to build it up and leave it to him in the future. So that's the plan. Because I actually built Formula One cars for 10 years. So I was always working away and, you know, I was never at home and... He missed me a lot, so a couple of years back, that was the motivation to start the business in the first place. Was like,
you are a man of many talents.
Oh, thank you very much. I need to maybe focus on just the one. That's another real big benefit, actually, that the apprentice has done, because beforehand I had so many ideas bubbling, and I was just, you know, I was literally just working on about five or six different ideas at once. Sometimes just not the best thing. And when obviously started the apprentice, people like, well, what do you do? What's your business? I was like, I really need to pick one here. So it has actually forced me to be a little bit more streamlined with my focuses, which is a real big benefit, actually.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. Danny, thank you so much for speaking to us this evening, and best of luck with what you're working on next.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure Pascal will be keeping a close eye on what you're doing.
It's lovely to talk to you.
Thanks so much.
And I promise I'll follow you on Twitter.
Here we go. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye.
Lovely to talk to you. Bye.
Every
Yes, Pascal, we do.
Yay!
She just said, do we have to? And I said, we're going to talk a bit about you now. What have you been up to?
A lot.
Yeah.
So just done the boxing with the stars, yeah. As I said, never doing it again. And now I've got Panto coming up.
How exciting and incredibly well paid.
Yes.
That's, I've had friends that have done Panto and they're like, you wouldn't believe.
No, you wouldn't believe. And I'm very excited. I'm Tiger Lily. That's why I've got long hair now.
I got it.
I don't,
it's very Ariana Grande look you've got going
today,
on.
Isn't yeah. it? Mm-hmm. I'm feeling Ariana Grande / J-Lo.
Yep.
/ Eva Longoria, because that's what people get saying to me in the pub.
Feeling it, like it.
Okay, so a bit of both. But yeah, I've got Panto coming up at Maidstone TV Studios.
Okay.
Doing Peter Pan. Amelia Lilly is in it.
Oh,
which
nice.
Which is amazing.
She's got a party tonight. She's got a party in town.
Oh, well, I might just turn up.
The Vanilla on Old Titchfield Street. I got invited. I said no.
Let's go. We're going now. yeah, so I've never done anything like it in my life. Like, the past couple of months, really coming out of my comfort zone.
But you do acting, don't you? You've done acting before.
Yeah, well, I've just got thrown into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my whole life's been athletic, but... Yeah, just done.
We've done
boxing.
Towie, which is basically.
Yeah, but I wasn't acting, okay?
Everyone else
might have been. But I got tricked. It was real.
I hear you.
Yeah. And that's it.
So,
really.
So have you got a bit. Is it like rehearsals? Is that how it works? I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, so we have. I've just got the script. Mm-hmm. It's as big as the Bible. And I was like, whoa.
So you've got a lot of lines?
So I'm playing Miss Darling.
Okay.
So I'd be very posh, darling.
Okay.
And then I'm Tiger Lily.
Right.
Which normally she doesn't talk too much. But in
is Tiger Lily the fairy?
Tiger Lily's like the... With the Indian tribe.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Sorry, I got confused.
Can you not see
yes,
it?
Yeah, yeah. I've got it, I've got it, I've got it. I'm there, I'm there, I'm there.
But in the script, it's very like, how? And I'm like so nervous. I don't know if I meant to do an accent. So I don't know. I'm just.
I think you should play it just as you.
Yeah, but how can I be that? How?
Because it's like funny. If you do it like with an Essex how? Accent or whatever.
How? Do you think I've got an Essex accent? Because I don't think I do. I do. I'm getting nodded at that. I don't sound like.
No, you like don't sound like. You, no, no, no. You don't sound like Jess Wright or something. But
or Megan.
No, you don't sound like Megan McKenna. No.
I could if I really put it on.
So are you putting on a voice now?
No, this is my voice.
No,
I'm not,
right,
I'm not
okay.
naturally from Essex.
No. Oh, you're not?
I look like it, but I'm not.
Okay.
My mum's Northern. Mm-hmm. I grew up in America. I lived in Spain for 8 years. And my dad's from Dagenham. But I'm
there
not,
we go.
I'm not from Essex, fully. I'm
close enough.
I'm okay. Travelled.
You're an international.
Yes.
Yeah, you're international. Got an
yes,
international
accent.
Yes, I like
accent. That.
Yeah, we'll go with that. How is...
I feel like I need to be really posh now.
No, no, it's fine. Keep it as it is, babes. You're fine.
No, I want to go to Miss Darling.
How is the love life?
What love life?
Oh, is that
seriously,
the score?
Seriously, I think there's something wrong with me.
Why?
Well, I'm 30 and... Hello?
what does that mean? What does that mean?
There's nothing happening.
Do you date?
Not really.
See, maybe that's the problem. But you don't meet people you
I don't
spark
want to
with.
Date.
Is that the problem?
Yeah, I don't want to sit at a restaurant and have a meal with someone that I don't know.
Right.
That's so awkward.
Because you did that on Towie, didn't you?
Oh, for God's sake.
Sorry. I can't help myself.
That was so embarrassing. Oh, my God.
But
and Fern thought I was French.
How lovely.
And I came out with, all right.
But do you, so you're not interested in dating at the moment, or you are and
am,
it's just not
I've
happening?
I've just had enough at right. the minute. I really have had enough. I don't, maybe there's something wrong with me.
I don't think that that's the case. I think that you're
well,
a very beautiful
give
girl.
Me a clue?
But it's the same with loads of people. You know, you can be the most beautiful person in the world and it don't not work out. Look at Angelina Jolie.
Well, she had Brad Pitt for long enough. I cope with that.
He was, you know, he had problems. You know?
Don't we all?
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, if anyone wants to get in touch, they should because...
I am here at Pascal Cramer.
Through any social media channel.
I need to go on a dating thing. That's what I need.
What, dating app?
I've been on one recently.
Which one?
Huggle.
Oh, that's a cute one.
Yeah, because it's not... you can't interact with them. And like, I don't want to see pictures of your body before I've had a drink with you. Please.
Got ya.
So Huggle's like where you can... you go to the same places. Mm-hmm. So you can only go to the same places to then interact.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, I don't go anywhere, so I'm not interacting.
Well, so it's not going to happen for you or for me, is it? Pascal, thank you so much for coming on this evening.
Thank you for having me. I've had the best time.
It's been a real pleasure. You're a total natural.
Can so I come back?
You, of course you can come back.
Okay,
We just need to, you know, get Lizzie out more often. But she's in LA, so... Who knows when she's going to be back?
Okay, if she doesn't come back, I'm ready. I'm available.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
And I'll see you at the bar.
We'll see you at the bar, babes. Well, we've still got a little bit of Prosecco left to drink.
Yay! But,
thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We're going to play out with a bit of Khalees. How do you feel about that? Milkshake?
Milkshake?
Yeah.
Yes.
Into it.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you're smart, la 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 la.